Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so what are the ways that you are potentially blocking your own expansion? So this this finding came to me pretty recently, actually, not even that long ago, probably in the last year of my life. Because being an entrepreneur and in the coaching space, I was so dedicated to this work, especially when you're walking away from corporate life and just a past version of myself. There was a lot of letting go, saying no to anything that wasn't in alignment with coaching, that wasn't actually serving me becoming a coach, me raising my value, me stepping into the embodiment of an entrepreneur. So anything that wasn't in alignment with that, I was saying an absolute no to, which was amazing for years. I think that was a huge part of what raised my self-worth, my value. It helped me cut out any bit of instant gratification or immediate comfort or just kind of sticking with the shoulds. So saying no to all of these external leaks, energy leaks is really what they were at that point in my life, helped me harness my power as a coach. But now, at this stage of my life, one, I don't necessarily think that I feel like I need to maintain that identity as much. I feel like I'm pretty grounded and this is what I do. I am an entrepreneur. I will never work a 9-to-5. Literally, there's nothing that can make me go back to that. I'm so set in this embodiment. So I'm not trying to maintain the coach mentality and shut everything off. But also, I've invited this potential for everything that shows up in my space as an opportunity for expansion. And I think that there was availability for this when I was earlier on in my career, like starting out. I think there was opportunity to invite pleasure with all these little doorways, all these opportunities that showed up, and ultimately raising my own worth, raising my capacity to receive. This could have been integrated a lot sooner, and it wasn't. So, you know, that was my journey, and I'm not wishing it was any different, but I'm inviting you to peer into how you could bring this into your life right now. So if you notice that you're very one track, like this is what I want, and I want to say no to anything else that is not in alignment with this vision that I have, that is a really powerful energy to hold on to. You can absolutely reach a higher level of yourself and just a more rootedness in your truth with that. However, there is so much possibility when you are a yes to everything that shows up, to any opportunity or potential that arises. And so recently, what's happened for me is that I have been in the midst of two different projects that are outside of my coaching career specifically. They're a little bit different. They're also paid opportunities, and they're not my usual rate of what I would charge for coaching and what my value is. So it's not in alignment with that necessarily. However, something about that is still incredibly exciting to me. So even though it isn't on track and not like in a sequential linear progression of the direction that I'm moving within my career, it has this like turn on excitement that it gives me. And this is actually a really incredible way to, it's kind of a sneaky way to grow your business, to grow your potential as an entrepreneur, is to have other avenues that excite you, things that are totally unrelated to business and that don't necessarily even improve your business. Having things that excite you, that you're growing towards, that are outside of the vision that you've directed your energy towards, helps release a little bit of that attachment, helps take away some of the pressure for this one thing to work. Like, it better fucking work because I'm putting all of my energy into it. And you're actually being just kind of like a clingy girlfriend in a sense. Like, you're just like waiting, like, are you ready? Are you ready? Do you love me? You want to be with me forever? That's the energy that you're giving to this vision that you have. So being a yes to other things that excite you and turn you on and fire you up, that also have their own version of progression, will alleviate some of the pressure that you have in the business. And also just create more of this invitation for pleasure. So the projects that I'm working on right now, and I'll share them in the future. I don't feel like I want to share them just yet. I kind of want to keep it to myself and play and see where it goes. But these things that I'm working on, it's really, really fun to be like, this is just fun to me. Like, this is not necessarily, there's no plan here. There's not an agenda involved in why I'm doing this. I'm not even doing this to become a better person. Maybe I'm literally just doing this because I enjoy it. Obviously, naturally, anything that you enjoy and anything you're working towards creates, adds to your ultimate evolvement as a human. But truly, it excites me. And if it's just complete redirection from the vision and the direction that I'm intending on going on, it creates just a little bit of space. And if you can just feel that, and if you can actually experience what that space is like, from here's me beelining towards where I'm going, and there's just like this pivot, this little sense of play, a little recess that I have over here off to the side, and the space in between that, and feel how expansive that can be. There's like this sense of openness that happens, this invitation for the divine to step in and just create for you. So when we're turning our energy away from doing and focusing on our intention, we actually open up the capacity to receive from the divine. And so when we're redirecting our energy to pleasure, we are in the embodiment of joy. We are connected to source. We are doing things simply for the experience of doing it. That in itself is insanely powerful. And so that vibration is naturally going to invite the divine to step in, alleviate some stress, give you some clarity, provide some direction for you, or just give you a hand, maybe give you straight up a handout, will show up for you in that space. But if you can experience what that space feels like, you've now just opened that door for more opportunity to show up. And ultimately, you know, it really just works this way. When you forget what your train of thought and you're sitting there trying to think of it so hard, it's never gonna come. But it's the moment that you let it go and you move forward and you just enjoy the next thing or move on to the next thought, it arises. And this is the art of receiving, is to actually redirect your energy, redirect this focused intention, and allow yourself the capacity to receive. And so I invite you to, one, be open to whatever else shows up that may seem like a distraction, or may seem like it's taking away from your worth, or just not in alignment with where you're going. It may seem that way, but use that as an invitation. How can you play with this opportunity that's shown up for you? And maybe the universe is literally knocking on your door saying, hey, peer this, take a look. You know, just play with this for a little while and see what happens, especially if something is showing up for you. One of the opportunities, actually both of them, I remember thinking like, I just want to do something fun. Like, I want to do something that excites me, like that's like so unrelated, like bring in some diversity into my day. And when that happened, it literally just showed up on my doorstep. Like, it was unreal how it just arrived for me. So it'll come to you the moment that you allow it to it and create that space, say, it's okay. I'm allowed to be engaged with this. And it doesn't make me any less worthy. It doesn't take away from the direction that I'm going. And that was a huge thing that I had as I was building my business. And there's two sides to it. Yes, I'm so happy that I was able to harness my worth and not say yes to things that were below what I value in my time. But once you become certain in that state, like, yeah, I feel really good about where I'm at, anything else that you invite in has no it does not affect, does not permeate that sense of self. So learning to find the balance on when something is maybe kind of intruding on your own valuation, and when it's just an opportunity for play, when you can still stay grounded in the fullness of what it is that you have to offer, but choose to be in engagement with something that brings a little bit more excitement in life. So having that mix in your day is amazing. And oftentimes our programming specifically, we come from a 9-to-5, 40, 50, 60 hour work week, more than that. I know that's so normal for people to be working insane hours, but we think that we need to be doing the same thing for all of those hours. That, like, because it's normalized that people have corporate jobs, they're doing the same job for 40 hours a week, that we should be doing something for that many hours of the day. No, it doesn't have to be that way. One, I definitely don't function like that. I, you know, our world is so ADD just because of the type of environment that we're living in. Our brain is naturally wired to want change, to want things to be mixed up, to experience new challenge, receive new stimulation. And as much as we want to be more zen, yes, we can work towards that, we still are programmed very differently. Our minds are constantly moving. We desire change. We crave that more than a monk. And that's okay. That's where we're at. So to give yourself more breaks, and to not say that I need to be doing this one thing for 40 plus hours a week in order to be a professional or official at it, is a little bit of pressure that actually is going to open up space for you to create and have more expansive creation. So you're not just trading your time. You're not working 40 hours to receive 40 hours worth of compensation. Every hour that you dedicate is just so aligned and so intuitively driven that it naturally produces, it naturally receives at a much higher volume than just working insane hours just because you feel like that's what you should be doing. And so give yourself that space, create a little bit of mix up in your day. A big reason why I love coaching and I still enjoy doing this is because I do not do it for 40 hours a week. Oh my gosh, if I did that, I would be burnt the fuck out. I would not be doing this work 100%. Me right now, like, I don't like doing more than 2 sessions in a day. That's it. After that, like, I will be exhausted. I will feel the repetition of it. I won't feel as connected to my clients. And because I limit myself to that, I'm able to genuinely enjoy the experiences that I have. So I encourage you to cut back even more. You don't need to be doing whatever you're doing for 40, 50 plus hours a week. You can make it less. You can have different sources of income, different sources of just growth. The way that you're dedicating yourself can be more diffused. And when you relate to the work that you're doing, even if it's diffused, it actually can serve your ultimate intention beautifully. So it doesn't have to take away from the direction that you're going. It can actually have a beautiful interplay with the way that you're moving. So experiment with that, see how it feels. I encourage you to give yourself permission to do less of whatever you're doing, to say yes to those opportunities that have just landed, that don't seem relevant, that seem kind of distracting or seem just like useless or not growth-minded. Play with that, see what happens. You know, flirt with it a little bit and just enjoy that. You don't even have to commit to any of these things. You know, with both my projects that I'm doing right now, like, there's no forever tied to it. Has nothing to do with my identity and who I'm becoming. It's truly just something that kind of feels a little bit fun and I'm enjoying doing that. So say yes, whatever's shown up for you, say yes. If you're on this call, if you're viewing, you're listening to this message, there's probably something in your life that has shown up for you. And this is just your sign to be like, all right, let me just flirt with it for a little bit. Don't need to make any commitments, but play with it and allow myself the expansion in a different way.